Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Banco Pan's conference call to discuss the second quarter of 2016 results. This event is also being broadcast simultaneously on the internet, both audio and slideshow, which can be accessed on the company's IR website, www.bancopan.com.br/ir, with the respective presentation. We would like to inform you that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are completed, there will be a question and answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. Should any participant need assistance during this call, please press star zero to reach the operator. Please note, this conference is being recorded. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. Now, I will turn the conference over to Mr. Ignacio Caminha, Investor Relations Superintendent, who will begin the presentation. Mr. Caminha, you may begin your conference.
Thank you. Good morning. I would like to thank you all for participating in this conference call of Banco Pan and its companies for the second Q 2016 results. Beginning with the highlights on page three, we'll see that the strong monthly retail credit origination average during the second Q was 1.7 billion reais, 18% higher than the last quarter, driven by payroll loans. The corporate loan book with guarantees ended the quarter at 3.4 billion reais, contracting over the last quarter due to market conditions. Our credit portfolio increased 4% on the quarter, closing at 18.2 billion reais, even considering the 2.1 billion reais in credit assignments. Our managerial net interest margin was 11.8% in the quarter, in line with last quarter. This quarter, Pan posted a negative result of 128 million reais, and we'll explore more the main drivers on the coming slides. Our equity stood at 3.4 billion reais, and our Basel ratio stood at 14% with 10% core capital. On next slide, we have the breakdown of the net interest margin and the net results. On the first table, we can see that the managerial net interest margin was 628 million reais, or 11.8%. On the second table, we go to the yield expenses that reduced in the second quarter, mainly related to corporate loans, although retail already performed better. On the operating revenues and expenses, we made additional legal provisions, resulting in more expenses, but strengthening our balance. The variation that we had in administrative expenses is strongly associated with the growth in origination of payroll deductible loans, which generates higher expenses at the time of origination, and we'll see more detail on the next slides. Personnel expenses reduced, and we also have more detail on that. We presented an operational loss of 206 million reais in this quarter, and as a result, we ended the quarter with a negative result of 128 million reais. Moving forward to the next page, we have the quarterly retail origination in a table showing the average monthly origination by product. We granted 5.2 billion reais in retail credits in the quarter, representing a monthly average of 1.7 billion reais, 18% higher than the previous quarter and 5% increase on a year basis. Here we have some movement. Payroll boosted the total, as we can see in the chart, mainly through the INSS pensioners. In total, it reached an average of 850 15 million of reais. Vehicles has been following the market movement, but it still was a solid figure. The credit card origination took advantage of the additional release of margin for the federal employees in the quarter, boosting the payroll. In terms of real estate credit, the home equity performed a little better, nominally speaking, and consumer loans were a bit below. On page 6, we present the credit portfolio's breakdown. On the first table, we see that due to the strong origination in the second quarter and the credit assignment mix, payroll loans now represent 38% of the on-balance portfolio. Vehicle financing follows with a 28% share, and in third comes corporate loans with 19%, including guarantees. Among these three products, just payroll increased in both year and in quarter. The other products account for 15% of the portfolio, with a more relevant improvement on credit cards due to payroll loan credit cards. The portfolio ended the second Q at 18.2 billion, as we see in the lower left chart, increasing 4% in the quarter. And here, our solid credit origination allows us to manage our portfolio, adjusting the credit exposure through the credit assignments. We see in the lower right chart that portfolio quality has remained in a good level due to our conservatism and improvements on our credit models. On page 7, we present the bank's costs and expenses, segregating those related to origination. Personnel and administrative totaled 276 million of reais this quarter. In personnel, we see the reflections of the movements made in the bank. And in the administrative side, we had more expenses with systems and also collections. On the origination expenses, we see the effect of the growth of payroll origination. Here, it is important to note that the short term is heavier in terms of expenditure, but the operational generates less expenses in the future, and also then we have the interest revenue as well. In the chart below, we observe the net ALL expenses. We observe an improvement in these expenses with a greater relevance in corporate operations, although retail has also shown a positive movement. Looking at the recovery, we noticed a reduction, but this is related with not having any relevant corporate recovery in the quarter. On slide 8, we have information on vehicle loans. As we can see in the top figure, we have maintained the origination breakdown, not only between products, but also by origin, between dealers and resellers. The bottom left table shows the high diversification degree of our origination, with low concentration by economic groups. For example, we have the 10 largest groups accounting for only 11% of our origination. The bar chart shows the evolution of the quarterly origination, and the line shows the portfolio evolution. We granted 1.5 billion of reais in this quarter, and the portfolio has been reducing due to the credit assignment that we've mentioned. On page 9, we bring two charts with the evolution of the delinquency per vintage of vehicle financing, showing the improvement in light vehicles in the left, and also motorcycles in the right, still running much below the past figures. And these both charts show how the the complete review in our credit models have worked out since 2011. On the next slide, we present the evolution of payroll loans. We granted 2.5 billion of reais in new loans, an increase of 41% over last quarter, driven by pensioners, INSS. The payroll portfolio has evolved so very, very strongly, reaching 6.9 billion of reais. In looking at the breakdown, we see that the pensioners are the biggest individual segment with 38% of our portfolio. On page 11, we have the corporate loans portfolio. As a consequence of the scenario and lower demand from our clients, this portfolio reduced to 3.4 billion of reais in this quarter. In the lower left chart, we have the diversification by industry, where the other group aggregates more than 30 segments. And also, when we look at the average ticket, we have around 10 million of reais, which is also really diversifying in terms of economic groups. And on the right side, we have the high quality of the portfolio with 71% of loans rated between AA and C with an adequate level of guarantees. On page 12, we see that fund granted 78 million of reais in real estate loans during this quarter, with a slight increase when we are looking at the home equity, and also with a recovery in credit acquisition. The portfolio grew, closing at 905 million of reais. On page 13, we show the transaction volume evolution of our credit card business. This product is increasing consistently, recording a transaction of 987 million of reais in this quarter, an increase of 18% over the same quarter of 2015. And here, this result was influenced by the contribution of payroll card, which has doubled in volume over the last 12 months. As for insurance, on page 14, we presented a slight decrease in this quarter, reaching 40 million of reais, following the movement in vehicles origination, which is the main source of premiums. As we can see, it represents 67% of our origination in terms of sources. On page 15, we show the evolution of the consortium sales. This product presented a very good volume in the quarter, reaching 423 million of reais in sales. And the breakdown of between products here, we have 96% coming from real estate quotas. This has been the primary segment. And also, this product is important to increase our service revenues in general. The funding shown on page 16 closed the quarter at 19.5 billion of reais, almost on the same level of previous quarters. This quarter, we repurchased 43 million US dollars out of the 500 million dollar subordinate bond. And with this, we conclude the presentation and open the line for questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If you are using a speakerphone, please pick up your handset before pressing the keys. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue by pressing star 2. At this time, we will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Since there seem to be no questions, I would like to turn the floor back over to Mr. Inácio Camina for his final remarks.
Well, thank you again for your presence. Have a nice day, and see you in the next quarter. Thank you.
This concludes BankOpan's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a good day.